This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hi everyone, welcome to the podcast. I got bad news for you.
What?
We saw a movie called Grumpus.
Yeah.
Beforehand...
We know where we saw it.
Beforehand, I was telling Whit and Rod that we didn't see a movie and we have nothing to talk about. And Rod and Whit said we saw Grumpus. And I go, that's not a movie. He goes, yes it is, just start recording, it's a movie. And so we saw Grumpus. But before we talk about Grumpus...
What?
What's up, gang?
You know where we saw it? My grandbaby's house.
If we start that now, this podcast is going to be 10 minutes long.
We saw it at Grumpus.
We need to pre-vamp just a little bit.
We got
to...
Yeah,
all right, where are we getting dinner after this?
I'm on a diet, dude. I don't know if I can. You know what?
What kind of diet?
I don't know. I'll go with you. I have to see a fucking movie tonight.
At 10 p.m.?
What movie are you going to see?
No, what I'm saying is I need to, like...
I need to
get used to going out.
Are you
going to
see Grumpus again?
I'm seeing Naked tonight. Mike Lee movie.
Naked? Why don't you go just to the bathroom and look at yourself in the mirror?
Yeah, you could do that instead.
I'm seeing a double feature tonight, then.
What's your best favorite dinner? Last night I had barbecue. That must be one of my best favorites.
Barbecue is really good.
Where did you have Gus in Pasadena?
Wait, Gus's?
Gus in Pasadena?
You know what was above Gus's?
What?
Warped Tour.
Explain yourself.
I used to work at Side One Dummy. They do the Warped Tour compilations, and they wanted me to film a promo. And so they had this guy who hosts this YouTube channel about screamo music, host a thing where he goes to the fucking Warped Tour offices or something. I had to film it, and he had the emo haircut. I don't know. He was wild.
That still happens?
He was very kind, very nice.
That's all that matters.
Yeah,
that's good.
And so I went there. It was above Gus's, the Warped Tour offices, and you met Mr. Warped Tour himself,
Bob Warp.
Wow.
Yeah. And so,
did you ever eat at Gus's barbecue?
We've eaten there before. You know, I'm more of a horse thief man myself.
Where's that?
That's in downtown, right?
That's crazy.
You know where the what is that called?
Grand Central Market.
Grand Central Market.
Oh yeah, we've been there. Yeah, but that closes. That's stupid hours.
It has the weirdest hours,
2 to 6 or some shit.
And they also, I went there one time in the winter, and they're like, "We're actually just closed in the winter because nobody wants."
Fuck off!
Like, fuck off!
We live
you.
In L.A. It
Get
doesn't
out of
change.
Here. Show me the owner. I want to fucking
you know,
street
places
brawl
in
you.
LA that are closed on Monday. Fuck off. Fuck you.
Fuck you, dude.
Because you know why? Because nobody has a fucking job in LA.
What was that?
We're all making it in showbiz, and guess what? Nobody got a job. You did one job a year, and you live off of it.
Exactly.
And you starve.
Oh, you fuck do off, fine. Sometimes you do off. Fine.
Yeah, if you're Rod, because you're wealthy.
Well, I deliver. Exactly.
From birth.
I deliver Rod groceries.
With a lot of wealth.
Yeah, deliver groceries to celebrities.
Yeah, who tip you $1 billion of delivery.
Yeah, no, you're basically that fucking book.
You know what would be really funny? He delivered to Jordan Peele, right?
You're basically the Great Gatsby. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Rod?
Yeah, that's true.
Delivering to big celebrities like Kamel.
I think
Jordan Peele's. And you know Jordan Peele, you know what would be even better if Keegan, his last name was Banana.
That would be better.
And then the show would be called Banana Peele.
Banana and Peele. We should go.
They really blew it with that.
We gotta let them know.
Should have told him, hey, Keegan, change your last name to Banana. You won't regret it.
Yeah, you're gonna like that. Now you're gonna make the big bucks.
Anyway, Rod delivers to Jordan Peele one time a week. He makes enough money for the rest of the year.
That's... You know where he lives?
Yes, I know.
What's his address?
I'm not gonna tell him.
I gotta send him my headshot.
No,
you have to send him your headshot.
Yeah. So he can cast me in his next movie. Yep.
Yep.
It's oh, sequel. It's a sequel to Nope.
Yep.
Yep. No, I'm not going to give anybody an all white cast
called Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rod, give me his address.
Give me his address.
I'll give it to you later.
All right. Yeah, so Rod's wealthy, independently wealthy from his
Working.
Old money.
Old money.
He's got old money because a few weeks ago someone gave him $1 million. Stanks is so old. Sweat on it.
The money's old as hell.
Yeah.
Well, what got us talking about Rod's finances?
I think we're just jealous with rage.
You ever go to a place that's like only open for lunch?
We're talking about our favorite.
All that shit.
Fuck that.
Fuck that. Fuck those people.
There's like a place. There's a place that opened by me called Blue Jam Cafe.
Fuck that.
It's open from, I think from 9.
I don't want this to sound
3 or something.
Wait, I don't want to sound. I don't want to sound cruel or mean. But what I would, if I had to choose my words wisely about what to say to them, I would say, eat my shit, bitch.
Okay, yeah. There's this other place in Atwater Village that just opened. I forgot the name. They smell crepes, smoothies. And they're not, they don't open till 2 p.m. and they close at 9 p.m.
Yeah, you don't want your 9 p.m. crepe and smoothies? Wait, well, that makes sense, though, because around 8, I always get a hankering for a crepe and smoothie.
Yes. That's just smart business owning.
I mean, there's just, like, so many coffee shops that don't open till 9.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid as hell. But then you go to Alabama. Every business is dumb. You go to Alabama and you just want coffee at all? Good luck.
That's true. But if you want food at 3 in the morning, you go to Waffle House.
You have a million options.
Yeah.
I mean,
Gulf Shores is truly a 24-hour city.
I guess there's less places now, right?
Dude, bars in Gulf Shores in our hometown, they don't even close even though they're supposed to.
Right.
They just say, who cares?
We're making money. Who gives a shit?
Here you get escorted out of a bar at like 1:15.
They turn on the lights.
But the music is so loud that I don't mind. I can't hear what my peers are saying, and I love listening to my peers.
I'm waiting to get out of the bar basically the entire time I'm there.
Rod!
What?
Favorite bar? Name them.
Name my favorite bar in L.A.?
Yeah, name them.
Fuck.
I have a new favorite bar. It's my new local hang. What? I went there last night. Altadena Ale.
It's a beer bar?
It's a divey joint, and they don't play music. It's quiet, and there's only like 4 people there at a time.
I like that.
That sounds really nice.
There's a dartboard, and they have a back patio. Where
did you ever go when Jeremy was always hanging out at that one bar in Arts District?
The chicken bar? No.
By loose or fucking what the that deuce? Pizza spot. What was that pizza spot? Pizza Nista.
Oh, the bar next door with the pool table?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the place.
That bar was a blast. Yeah. I like Verdugo Bar.
Verdugo's probably my favorite. I go there a lot.
Why?
We have friends.
It's a good spot to meet
that
people.
That like to go there a lot.
You don't have any friends.
You go outside and hang out with a friend.
Then you don't have a friend.
I do have friends.
Then you don't. Name 3 of them.
Okay, here we go. Borscht?
Oh, yeah. That's soup.
That's a type of soup.
Onion?
Oh, yeah, that's another type.
And...
You say miso?
Do not say chicken noodle.
Okay. Cream of mushroom?
You're an asshole.
I guess Koi's friends are soups.
Yeah. And dude, we go to Verdugo because... plenty of outdoor seating. And if they do a show there like trivia night, you can even go further outside.
And sometimes they got froze.
Froze? What the? And they have a pickle teeny? You ever had the pickle teeny, dude? Oh,
there's a pickle in it? That sounds cool.
Sounds nasty.
You ever had the disgusting. You never had the pickle
right had a bad attitude.
At the Verdugo bar?
No.
What the? They also have a spicy.
I haven't been there in probably 3
they
years.
They also have a spicy marg. We go that. There. We went there a lot because it was pandemic, and then we went there a lot because we got used to it, and it was fun.
I haven't been there in 3
Sometimes
years.
They make a burger outside.
Oh, dude, they have the best food there.
The burger, oh, no, I did get some food there.
The burger right when smells shit so good. Up
again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a classic smash burger, I think. All
right, Rod, your favorite bar?
I don't know, bar.
Oh.
Yeah, the monkey bars.
Monkey bars.
I guess the Cantiki because it's right by my apartment.
What about... Damon's.
Damon's, I don't really think of as a bar, though. It's like a restaurant.
Some people end up being there as a bar.
We went there after a movie screening one time.
It took 45 minutes to get one drink.
Mm-hmm. Remember when we saw a movie?
Yeah, Gumpies?
That wasn't the fucking... I was going to test you to see if you could tell me what the name was.
Oh, Grumpies. You fucked up.
What was it?
Grumpus.
Grumpus.
That's Grumpus it. Is what it was.
So. Dude, Grumpus was crazy. I remember what happens.
Right.
Clear as day.
I mean, is there anything in, more in this well of our favorite LA bars? Can we continue to Grumpus now?
Remember when we were kids, when we were young boys, and we'd go to that Bigfoot Lodge on the west side?
Mm-hmm. Remember I got kicked out of one of those bars?
Yeah, for dropping a firework? You old rat. What were you thinking?
I probably just wanted to be a wild boy that night.
Yeah, it was pretty fun, though.
Wild for the night. Fuck being polite.
And then I think we went to my apartment and we watched Ratatouille.
That's really what I wanted. That's the reason why I lit a firework inside of a bar was so I can go to our apartment and watch a Pixar movie.
Yeah, we watched Ratatouille.
Made a fort or some stupid shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, those were
what
the days.
What was that bar called? It wasn't Bigfoot that I did that in.
Was it like...
Scoozies? No.
Angel Demon or something?
Yeah. Oh, it was Scrappy Toners, yeah.
Scrappy Toners. And what movie did we see?
We saw Gorfits. At the Hollywood Cinema 3.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we lived in the mansion? We would go to Shortstop. We would go to Drawing Room.
Yeah. One time I went to Drawing Room when I lived in downtown.
Went all the way there?
It was after a show.
I remember
going
to.
I think we did Power Violence. Okay. And we went to a show afterwards. And I met a band there.
Oh, yeah.
Who played a show. There and I was telling them about my downtown apartment, and they're like, "Hey, well, we're looking for a place to stay. We would love to stay in your downtown apartment." And I go, "Okay, cool." And the whole entire band went back to my place, and I think they didn't know how small it was.
That dirty little place.
Yeah, I think it's probably I probably did have bed bugs at the time, so probably ruined that tour.
You stank them up and gave them some of your bugs.
Mm-hmm. I really treated them well.
You're like,
I gave them bad parking.
Yeah, I remember letting a band stay with me at my place in Hollywood, and they stank my shit up and left.
What band?
We played a show with them.
Oh.
Remember we played a show at that record store in Hollywood across from Chick-fil-A?
Oh, yeah. That band was actually really nice. Was that girl in the band?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, but where did they stay?
When they Hollywood apartment?
In Hollywood. Hollywood apartment?
Yeah.
It's not... Remember that there's one time... I was on a... This is another thing that I would never do, but I've done before. Went on an airplane, saw someone wearing a hardcore t-shirt. We spoke, and I was like, "What are you doing?" And he was like, "Oh, I'm going to a hardcore fest here." The popular hardcore fest. I forgot what it was called.
Scoobies.
I think he was going to see Turnstile at Scoobies. I was like, "Hey, where are you staying?" He goes, "I don't have a place to stay." And he stayed with us in our apartment in Mar Vista.
I don't remember that. Not at all. Do you remember that, Rod?
Was that when I lived there too?
Yeah.
Was he cool?
I think I do remember that.
He was like cool when I met him because he was into hardcore, but with all these hardcore kids, you realize they don't have much of a personality.
Yeah. Their whole thing is...
Remember when Matt Tanner, our friend, had a hardcore friend?
He said, "You Alabama kids are crazy."
And he kept on saying that because we would jump off bridges or
something.
He's
from D.C.?
Yeah, but it was just like, didn't have a personality past the fact that he had a Bane t-shirt.
Yeah.
I think it sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
"You Alabama kids are crazy."
Well, you're basically nothing
but
a
we're
down...
we're just swimming in a pool right now.
Yeah.
We just are...
He's basically nothing but a down-to-nothing graphic tee.
Down to nothing. What the hell?
I remember that was a band that he was really into.
Down to nothing?
All right, I remember
Down to Nothing had a really good split with Kids Like Us. It was a really cool, very, very
I'll check it
big
out.
Album for me.
I remember what happened in Graphis.
Oh, say
Excuse
the name
me?
Again. Say it. Wasn't that shoe company that Dylan Reeder wrote for?
Graphis. Sorry, yeah, you're right. This movie was called...
I think you said it in the movie's Grumpus, which I think there's already a Grumpus movie.
Grumpus, yeah, that's right. There's
Grumpus. Isn't there already a Grumpus movie?
No, I think you're thinking of Krampus. Krampus.
You're thinking of Krampus.
This is Grumpus.
This is Grumpus.
And I remember because I watched it. We all watched it together. On an airplane just yesterday.
Where were we flying to?
You're flying from Mexico.
Yeah.
Weren't we going to Iceland or something from Mexico?
Yeah.
It was a long flight.
And so Grumpus is about a little fox who's having a blast. Running through the woods. Do you remember this?
Is his name Grumpus?
No, I don't remember this. Can you refresh my memory with more detail?
And he's having a blast, but his mommy dies. And so an old woman takes him in. And then next door, a little hound gets taken in by a little hunter guy. Who killed the mommy of the fox.
Right. This is fucked up.
And so
you notice Rod is like reacting to this like this is the first time him hearing of this, but and we not saw that he saw it on an airplane from right. Mexico to Iceland.
I'm pretty sure the fox's name is Grumpus and the dog's name is what's the dog's name again?
Pork shoulder.
Grumpus and pork shoulder,
or it could
yeah.
be pork shouldy. I can't remember. Right. And they're bouncing around, becoming best friends, but the hound is being trained to be a hunter killer.
Right.
And he, lo and behold, is forced to hunt and kill the fox. But the fox outruns him. And
this is a beautiful story.
Yeah. And it's sad as fuck. And then Grumpus shows up at some point, bites the hound, says, right. get away from me. Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't see this going anywhere, but
he
please.
Bites him, he says, get away from me.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you remember this?
Clay, now do you remember it?
Yeah, I remember it, dude. Perfect.
Cool. What else happens then?
Clay, you watch the
okay,
movie.
Give me a play-by-play.
What happens next is he has a wolf friend that comes into town yeah. and tells him about these three pigs.
Uh-huh.
One pig is so confident. My man built a house out of straw.
What the fucking hell?
Yeah.
What's Krumpus say about that?
Krumpus is saying, I'm listening. Keep on telling the story, please.
All right.
And the wolf says...
Krumpus loves the story.
And the wolf says, I blew that down. And Krumpus is like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean you blew it down?
Yeah.
He goes, well, I just like, you know, you ever like that? And he yeah. blew when... And he goes, yeah, I've done that before. To like
plenty of times,
plenty of times.
Cool down a soup.
To like, if I spilt salt on the floor or a table, I can like do that. And that, but I'm not gonna tear down a whole straw house.
That's
like
insane.
That's insane.
You're crazy for that.
These are powerful lungs.
These are powerful lungs. Can you do that now to me and see how far you fling me? The wolf said, "Yeah," and he did it. He goes, and the Grumpus didn't go anywhere. And he goes, "I think you're selling me a fucking big lie."
Grumpus is pissed.
This is like Donald Trump's big lie.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
About Russia?
About the stolen election.
Well, he did steal it.
He didn't do a very good job of stealing it.
Right.
Because he lost.
Yeah. But, not to get political.
Sorry.
But, I'm with Joe. I don't not to get political at all. I don't want to have this turn into like.
Pod I'm with Save Joe
America.
Too.
I don't want this to turn into Pod Save America, but I'm with Joe.
Before we keep going, Rod, you gotta say whether or not you're with Joe.
Joe Biden.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
president.
Or else we can't keep doing this.
Okay, I'll stop. I'll stop the podcast.
I'm gonna let you guys. I am with Joe.
Okay. Right. Good.
So what else happened with those pigs?
So the wolf is now caught in a lie. He didn't blow down a straw house. You've never met a pig in his life.
I think I remember this.
You think he's never? You think he's never even met a pig?
Well, because
I have no thoughts. I'm just watching a movie.
You're enjoying your movie.
I think that he. Probably
you're talking
hasn't
to me like
pig.
I'm Krumpus. You notice that?
I'm not talking to you like. I think that the wolf has probably seen a pig before.
All right.
Okay. So this is like your film theory that you have.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool, man. We get it.
We got it. All right.
Cool. So Tom like Cruise think, dies at the beginning of Top Gun and is
right.
all.
You like to no, he you dies like at to the think end of past Top Gun. The story, yeah. right?
You're a knucklehead.
Anywho, you're a knucklehead, and I'm with Joe.
So what's Grumpus saying?
So Grumpus saying you're a fucking liar.
Does he hit him or anything?
With the butt of his gun.
Yeah, knocks him out clean.
No, he actually just hits him on the top of the eye, and he's like, what are you doing,
dude? Just gives him a little bonk.
Why are you hitting me with okay, yeah, so I told a lie about a pig. Like, why is that? Why are you resorting to violence? Like, I'm just a wolf, and I told you a lie about a pig, and now you're hitting me with a handgun?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have a handgun,
Krumbus? Why does a fox have a handgun?
Exactly.
Can a fox even shoot a gun?
I don't know, Ron.
You could bonk someone on the head with it. You think
I'm a Krumbus specialist? We've had margaritas before this podcast, so I'm fucking over it.
All right, so what else happens?
So,
the piggy.
He sits him down and he goes, "You're out here hitting people with a handgun. Do you understand how wild that is?"
Yeah.
And he goes, "Do you understand how wild it is that you told a lie about a pig?
I'm supposed to be your friend.
Blowing down a fucking pig house?" And he goes, I'm telling you the fucking Three Little Pig stories. Have you never heard that before? You fucking idiot.
And Grumpus has not heard that.
And so Grumpus grabs the gun again. Yeah. And he's grabbing it by the barrel, like he's going to hit him with the butt of the handle,
the butt of the gun.
And he goes, are you seriously about to hit me again?
He says, yeah. Can I take it from here?
Yeah, go for it.
So he says, yeah, I am going to hit you again. And he rears his hand back. And who grabs it?
Joe Biden.
Even worse. Michael Myers from the Halloween movies.
What? Dude, yeah. What?
Yeah.
This was a shock.
I remember being like,
When we were watching this, you're like...
Yeah.
You're telling the story so well that it's like I'm hearing it for the first time.
He grabs the gun and says, this is not my friend. Because him and the wolf grew up together.
Yeah.
And so where
did they grow up together?
Arizona.
Tempe?
Yeah, Tempe.
Michael Myers is from Tempe?
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
He's
a kid. That's
he shot the movie in Pasadena, California, but
mm-hmm.
grew up in Tempe with a wolf from the Three Little Pig story.
Yeah. And he grabs the fox's gun and says, y'all need to talk this out. And he puts the gun in his pocket.
Right.
He's a lot taller than the fox, so the fox can't get it.
And Rob, what happens next?
Oh, Michael Myers is he's telling the fox about how you shouldn't be using the guns.
You should be what?
I don't feel like Rod added to the story.
What did you say, Rod?
I'm just saying that he's telling the fox that he shouldn't be using gun.
Right, yeah, I kind of already went over that.
Like, technically, him grabbing the gun is actually just like a physical...
Well, but he's teaching the fox a lesson.
But what happens next with three
Rod,
characters?
Let me tell you...
Michael Myers and the fox.
Let me show you how it's done.
Okay.
Then the Tasmanian devil came out of his butthole. It started a tornado.
What?
And he's running around.
Tasmanian devil came out of his butthole.
Whose butthole?
The Mike Myers.
That's where the Tasmanian devil lives.
Sometimes, if he wants, he's so fast.
I mean, I saw the movie, so I know that this happens.
He's so fast that a lot of times you don't know if he's sneaking in there.
Yeah.
You ever get a tickle in the night?
I have.
That's probably why.
That's the Tasmanian devil from Looney Tunes.
He comes out and he goes blah blah blah, and they all laugh.
Yeah.
And that they share that laugh.
They're laughing and laughing.
And they are reminded of why they were friends in the first place.
Right.
Because of the cartoons of their youth.
And then what happens next in the movie is Tasmanian Devil is at a dinner in New York City. And he's explaining to his friends, he's on a date with a girl from high school. And they're talking. And he's talking about how he's dating a girl where he can beat up the girl's dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then so we watched the whole movie that's basically the Manhattan, the Woody Allen movie.
Yeah.
How long did that take? That took like an hour or 30 minutes to get through that storyline.
Yeah.
To get through the first one, and then we watched Manhattan?
We basically watched Manhattan, but it was with Tasmanian Devil and the Wolf and Krumbus.
But they're not in it after...
Yeah, they're in it.
After he flies out of the butt.
Krumbus is in it. He's just a different style of guy a little bit. He's grown up a little bit. We realized that all beginning was a flashback.
Oh, that's like when they're little kids. Yeah, that's when they're little kids.
And they're not kids. They're older teens.
That's still 19. Kids to me.
I'm old. Don't know. When I was 19, you know, you could do a lot of stuff.
You kind of sound like the apparently kid there.
Apparently.
What could you do?
And so the third act is where shit really gets messed up.
Right. We're halfway to Iceland at that point.
Yeah, we're on our way to Iceland to get a hot dog.
They got the best dogs in Iceland.
Yeah. Right. So what ends up happening, basically, a lot of people don't even know this about this movie.
But Grub is the movie.
What ends up happening is they put a camera on the tip of each of their dicks. They start sucking them and fucking them.
It's basically like Enter the Void.
Yeah. And they start fucking and sucking their dicks, Rod.
Okay, yeah, no, I saw the movie.
And then they get drunk and they accidentally upload it to YouTube and they go viral. What?
I think Rod has. I remember after that, the most random thing happened.
What?
After that. Like the most random thing you can ever think of that would happen.
What?
What was it, Rod?
In the movie? After they start sucking and fucking. The most random thing happens. What was the most
random thing that happened?
But it's more... It's.
Remember how I said the Tasmanian devil fell out of some guy's asshole? Something more random than that. What was it, Rod? I forgot.
Bugs Bunny, he popped up and he asked.
It's too similar.
He said, that sounds a lot like Taz Devil.
This is different.
I think I remember what happened, Clay.
Okay.
What ended up happening was they're all sucking and fucking, and one guy nuts, and the other guy's in Michael Myers' mouth.
Yeah.
The wolf does. Michael Myers burps so loud, and they're all on his back at this point from the nut, that he burps and he creates like a, becomes like a giant, like hang glider.
Yeah.
And then he floats with them up to the moon, where they have to live amongst Martians.
Right.
And
there's... And what was the next random thing that happened?
They're up on the moon where I guess there's Martians.
Yeah.
Martians. And which then, is not random at all. That's where you expect them.
Right.
So what was the random thing that happened on the moon? Right,
and then John Carter from Mars, he's there.
Or he's hanging out with his Martians.
He's hanging out with his Martian friends.
That
doesn't
sound that random. That would make sense because if Martians are on the moon, John Carter
from Mars is on Mars most of the time.
So are the Martians.
No, they're on the moon.
No.
This is established. They're on the moon.
Well, in this, they're on the moon because they're looking for some of that moon cheese.
I'm just wanting to hear this random thing Rod's going to say. So, Rod, go. The floor's yours here. Tell me the random thing that happened next.
The Terminator just killed all of them from the movie The Terminator.
He kills everybody, so now all our characters are dead?
Yeah. Everyone is dead now.
So, I can't remember how the movie ends.
Oh, I can tell you what happened at the end.
Terminator killed everybody.
So the Terminator comes out, and he's about to kill everyone.
Yeah.
And then
I closed my eyes.
The scene started feeling more glossy. Like, it was weird. Like, the image was glossy. And the image stopped. And then you zoom out, and they were all paintings.
Oh, yeah.
And this lady was painting every frame. And you know who the lady was? It was the old lady who owned Tweety Bird.
Yep.
She got into painting. And she was painting in that big warehouse where they put the Covenant or whatever. Yeah. From Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
She was painting there.
Damn.
Yeah. And then she farted and her asshole got so big that ate the whole world.
God, that's so good.
That's such a good movie.
And it's called Grumpus.
And remember when after the asshole ate the whole world, the asshole looked at you and then said, "What are you looking at, chump?"
And he said,
and it ate you.
Eats the crowd.
It kind of eats the crowd,
And if you have your 3D glasses, it really
It literally looked like he ate a whole airplane.
It looks like this asshole is eating you in the airplane. And that's why you have to see it on an airplane.
All right, Rod, so can you explain to me what everything that happened in the movie, just like a quick synopsis?
Right, so first Grumpus the Fox he gets adopted by a lady, and her neighbor adopts a hound,
uh-huh.
right? Mm-hmm. And then they start to fight. They don't get along anymore. The hound's basically out of the fucking movie. He's done.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Grumpus meets the famous big bad wolf.
Right.
Who tells a lie about blowing down a house because...
Here's the pigs.
About trying to eat the pigs. He's never seen a damn pig in his life.
Right, right, right.
And then Michael Myers shows up.
Well, why does he show up?
To grab the gun out of Grumpus's hand.
After beating him.
After Grumpus tried to beat the big bad wolf with the gun. Yeah.
Right.
And then Michael Myers, and then all of a sudden the Tasmanian devil flies out of his ass.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And...
Don't worry, I'm listening.
We're here.
And then the Tasmanian devil does Manhattan? Yeah.
Well, he's having a flashback. You realize that's all a flashback.
That's all a flashback.
Yeah, it's a flashback that wishes the entire movie of Manhattan. Storyline of him dating a high schooler.
Right, and then we come back, and then they fly to the moon and meet the Martians.
Right.
Well, not exactly.
Right, exactly.
I mean, what ends up happening is basically Mike Myers burps.
Oh, Mike Myers burps. I forgot about the burp.
Yeah.
And then...
They go
to the moon. The Terminator comes. And then you find out it's all a painting painted by Granny.
Yeah.
From the Looney Tunes.
It sounds fucking random, dude. It sounds like a fucking Skittles commercial.
Sound as random when we were explaining.
When I was watching it, it was like watching like Philadelphia or something. Yeah. It felt like totally coherent.
Yeah, this makes sense.
When you explain it like this, it sounds weird. And then a butthole eats the plane that you're in.
Yeah.
So like Granny's butthole gets so big that it eats the entire world, and then it eats the audience watching the movie.
Yeah, in the airplane, where they can only show the movie.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, what...
I will say, listening back to him saying that, it does sound a bit like random sauce.
Do you think that's random?
A little bit, yeah.
I think it all makes sense. I think it really flows.
It makes sense, but like, I mean, a Skittle commercial does make sense, but it's still random.
Well, I don't know. A giraffe being milked and then Skittles come out? Does that make sense to you?
Well, that's how he feeds his children. With Skittles out of his udders. Or her udders, sorry.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, anyway, so I gave it a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, you gave it a 10. Who directed it? Mike Lee.
Yeah.
Well, it's a Woody Allen movie.
It's a Woody Allen movie for parts of it, but mostly it's
Mike Lee.
Considered a United Kingdom production.
Yeah.
And I gave it a 10 out of 10.
Me too.
Go see Grumpus on the airplane today.
Yep.
Definitely right. Think we should watch a movie next week.
And
did you like
go
that
to see RodCon on the 20th? What is it?
The Sunday? Is that the 24th?
On this Sunday.
Ham and eggs in downtown.
And ham and eggs downtown LA.
And be cool.
Okay.
Definitely be cool.